USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Six people confirmed dead from the car fire in Northern California as that massive blaze continues to grow. And now officials confirm at least seven people are listed as missing in the Redding, California vicinity. The Northern California blaze growing to over 95,000 acres, only 17% contained, and it's destroyed over 800 buildings. But there are several other fires burning in California. A fast-spreading fire has residents in Lake County on the move, though this resident says he's not going anywhere.
I'm going to stay around. I'm not going to leave. Supposed to evacuate out. Not going to. Don't want my stores robbed, you know, looted from.
President Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani says the president may soon reach a deal to meet with special counsel Robert Mueller as early as this week or next. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Coca-Cola says it's charging more for its canned drinks because of the Trump administration's aluminum tariffs, which have made the cans more expensive. The CEO of Coca-Cola is saying a 10% tariff on imported aluminum makes it more expensive for the company to produce the cans. A spokesperson for the company saying stores will decide whether to pass the higher prices on to consumers. Medical officials in Colorado say it is unlikely that a patient who recently worked in the Congo, who is now being treated for Ebola-like symptoms in Denver, actually has the highly contagious disease, but the chief medical officer at Denver Health says they're not taking any chances.
The three individuals who had contact with him are under isolation until we determine the final test results.
Connie Price saying that the final test results from the federal CDC could come in as early as the end of today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The man accused of killing five people at a newspaper in Annapolis, Maryland, is scheduled to appear in court for the first time today. A grand jury recently indicting Jared Ramos on 23 charges after he was accused of killing five, opening fire at the Capital Gazette newsroom a month ago. The 38-year-old had previously sued the paper's publisher, claiming defamation, and he lost that lawsuit. President Trump's agreement with European officials that alleviated the risk of an immediate trade war seems to have been a major factor on the price of oil this week. With how it translates to the price at the pump, here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
That agreement led to only a modest price increase of only 2 cents for a national average of $2.85 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us gasoline prices are still up when compared to last year.
Versus a year ago, the national average in the U.S. is still up by about 53 cents per gallon. Much of that has to do with the jump in the price of oil versus last year.
Hawaii has the highest price for gasoline at $3.80 a gallon. Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina have the lowest at $2.55 a gallon. I'm John Clemens.
And Tom Cruise in the movie Mission Impossible Fallout, number one at the box office over the weekend, the latest installment in that franchise, making $61.5 million in its first weekend in North American theaters. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.